Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The German far-right Alternative for Germany Party, or AfD, formally nominated co-leader Alice Weidel as its candidate for chancellor at a convention held in Riesa, Saxony on Saturday.
We have a plan for the future of Germany, which we will tackle in the first 100 days of government, close the borders completely and reject every illegal and undocumented traveler. And a very clear message to the whole world. Germany's borders are closed, dear friends. They are closed.
Thousands of people demonstrated against the convention, blocking some roads and delaying the meeting's start. Dana, a protester from Dresden, is shocked AfD is allowed to exist at all. We don't understand why a party with a secure right-wing extremist base is allowed to be elected. That is incomprehensible to us. In a democracy, that a party like that, which definitely includes Nazis, why are they allowed to present themselves to the world? Why have they any right to exist at all? Polls show AfD in second place ahead of the February 23rd election with about 20% support. Ukraine has captured two North Korean soldiers in Russia's Kursk region, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday, adding that investigators are questioning them. Our guys from the Special Operations Forces, namely the Tactical Group Number 84, as well as paratroopers, captured two soldiers from North Korea. They are alive and have already been brought to Kyiv. They were captured in the Kursk region, and it was not easy. North Korean regular troops entered the war on Russia's side in October, according to Kyiv and its Western allies, who initially estimated their numbers at 10,000 or more. Pyongyang has also been supplying Russia with vast quantities of artillery shells, according to Kyiv and its Western allies. This is VOA News. On Saturday, the Iraqi Security Media Cell, an official body responsible for disseminating security information, said four members of the Islamic State, including two senior leaders, were killed in an airstrike carried out by Iraqi aircraft in the Hamrin Mountains in eastern Iraq. They said in a statement that the bodies of the militants were found in the area where Iraqi F-16 fighter jets carried out the strike on Friday. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, will meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday following his visit to Doha, an Israeli official said, amid efforts to secure a hostage deal and ceasefire in Gaza. A second Israeli official said some progress had been made in the indirect talks between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas, mediated by Egypt, Qatar, and the United States. Egyptian and Qatari mediators received reassurances from Witkoff that the U.S. would continue to work towards a fair deal to end the war soon, Egyptian security sources said, though he did not give any details. Sudan's army said Saturday it had entered the central city of Wad Madani and was pushing out its paramilitary rivals, the Rapid Support Forces. The army also, on Saturday, continued its operations in the city of Bahri, part of the greater capital, where it has also made advances in recent months. The RSF controls most of the west of the country, where it is fighting the army for Al-Fashir, the last stronghold in the Darfur region. Syria's new ruler, Ahmed al-Shara, and Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati pledged to build lasting ties between their two countries in the first such visit to Damascus by a Lebanese head of government since the outbreak of war in Syria in 2011. I believe that there will be long-term strategic relations between us and Lebanon. There are very important shared interests. Al-Shara pledged Syria's neutrality towards Lebanon as Mikati welcomed Syrians back to their homeland. Mikati added that it was their duty to develop relations based on mutual respect, equality, and the sovereignty of both countries, as well as to work to prevent any action that could harm their relationship or threaten their security. A group of Uyghurs who were detained in Thailand over a decade ago say that the Thai government is preparing to deport them to China, alarming activists who say the men are at risk of abuse and torture if they are sent back. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In a letter obtained by the AP, 43 Uyghur men detained in Bangkok made a public appeal to halt what they called an imminent threat of deportation. The Uyghurs are a Turkic-majority Muslim ethnicity native to China's far west Xinjiang region that face persecution from Chinese government. Recordings and chat records obtained exclusively by the AP show that the men were presented documents asking if they would like to be sent back to China. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.